The city has been flooded with calls in advance of the new enforcement action on transient vacation units that kicks in tomorrow, August 1st. Banks, economists, and others in the real estate industry are closely watching to see what will happen in the marketplace. Will investors put their properties on the market? Will they turn to long-term renting and help ease our housing crisis? And what happens in communities where vacation rentals have taken over, neighborhoods like Oahu's North Shore? We reached out to Senator Gil Riviere, who has 20 years in mortgage banking, for his take on it.
I got into the mortgage lending business back in 1992. I worked originally for Pioneer Federal Savings Bank, and then I worked for various mortgage banking firms, and ultimately I had my own private mortgage brokerage called Town and Country Mortgage for several years. And then I got into politics, and I have phased out of the lending business.
Well, how are you looking at this crackdown on enforcement? Because your area out there on the North Shore stands to be impacted.
I think that one of the quickest and easiest ways for people to understand that my passion for this is I actually had a lady knock on my door on a Saturday morning a couple years ago. And I know her, and I know her son. And she said, you know, my son, you coached him in Little League. And I said, yes. And she said, you know that house right across the street? I grew up in that house. I said, yes, and you live down the street, don't you? And she says, no. She says, as a matter of fact, the reason I'm bothering you on a Saturday morning is because I have nowhere to live. I've lived my whole life here. I'm third generation North Shore Waialua, and I'm going to have to leave the North Shore because I can't find an affordable place to live anymore. And that really hit home with me as the displacement of people. And I've heard again and again and again people who have had to move out of a house when it's sold because they're no longer renting it. They're just, you know, now it's available for visitors and not residents. And so this has been a real dramatic problem for our district.
And so how have you looked at this enforcement crackdown, I guess, that the city is finally doing? Because, you know, it's gone unchecked for, what, three decades?
Yeah, it's important to understand that this Bill 89 didn't make vacation rentals illegal. They have been illegal since 1989. And just because the city wasn't enforcing it doesn't mean that it was an appropriate business to have. So I think it was important for the city to get control of their regulation and enforcement. And by going after the advertising of illegal activity, I think they do now have a tool for that. Now, having got control of it, hopefully the city will have control of the regulation and restore the zoning and authority and control of the residential zoning. Then I think people should come back in if they want vacation rentals as an approved business. I think now it's on them to advocate to change the law to allow vacation rentals in residential areas.
And the North Shore had the Sustainable Development Plan passed.
Not recently. It's been 10 years or so since we worked on that.
How does that factor in?
So the Turtle Bay, let me say this. I was involved with the Sustainable Communities Plan program. That was, 10 or 12 years ago that it began. And that was right in the heat of the Turtle Bay struggles. And there was not a lot of sentiment for visitors at that point. And the community was, you know, all of the people, there's 28 or so many different people from different businesses and walks of life. It was pretty unanimous to say that we don't want any more vacation units out here on the North Shore. There was some dissent, but generally the committee recommended no vacation units. So now come fast forward and the city comes up with Bill 89 and they are going to honor the intent of the vision of the Sustainable Communities Plan. So that was kind of caught everybody off guard, I think, that the city would actually take the vision plan and deem it to be law. The sustainable community plans are supposed to be updated every 5 years, but our plan for the North Shore was created in, I think, 1999 and then updated around 2010 or so. And so it's already overdue for an update. However, the city just began working on its primary urban core development plan. So they take a few years to do, and they take them one at a time. It's not going to come soon, the North Shore revision. Unless there's some extraordinary measures, I think, brought to bear. But they take a long time. The county works on them, and there's 8 plans, and there's some plans that have still not been revised. So we've got a ways to go, I think.
We reached out to a number of people in the industry, you know, banks, realtors, economists just to see what was happening. What are people thinking? Are they worried? You know, the sky's going to fall. Will people be throwing their properties on the market or not?
We have such a high cost of living and a shortage of housing that I am really hopeful that there, a lot of housing inventory will be made available for residents. I just think that's just so critical. We hear again and again people say, oh, I have to do this. I have to rent it to visitors. I'm not so sure about that. I think it's convenient. They make money, and it's nice. But if these people really have to do something to keep their property, they do have the option of renting. They could rent rooms, or there are long-term rentals that are possible. For the people who I've gone around with many people, that for the people who live on the mainland, they buy a house here, they say, so they can visit their kids. I've had several tell me, yeah, but the realtor said I can do this. So I think there's been a lot of, because of the lack of enforcement, I'm not blaming any individual or person for what they've done, but because of the lack of enforcement, I think people just stopped paying attention to the legality of it, and we got to the point where we were.
What do you think is going to happen in your neck of the woods? I mean, lots of rentals are booked, particularly around the winter surf season on the North Shore, and a lot of businesses thrive with that crowd. What do you think is going to happen this winter?
I think people are still going to come. I think people, surfers, I was one once upon a time that was a backpack traveling poor surfer sleeping on a floor up by Velzyland. I think people find ways to gain accommodations. There's going to definitely be an adjustment on the market here. I think we've seen some anecdotal evidence of some property values, some listing prices have been dropping where they would have probably been vacation rentals. Now, all of a sudden, they're not selling it for quite the same price. So I think that will open up opportunities for people who want to buy a residence to live in. I think there will be more opportunities for residents to live in. So it's going to be difficult, I think, to adjust, but I think it's what has to happen.
And what do you say to folks who are concerned about the crackdown, saying, well, you know, the city shouldn't tell me what I can and can't do with my property?
You know, several people, many people have been asking me since now I'm a state guy, right? But
yes.
I'm interested in this. So a lot of people ask me about the city law. Every time I ask somebody, well, who told you it was legal? The conversation ends. It was kind of a blind acceptance that, well, we can just do this. Nobody's going to enforce it. So I don't think anybody can really argue with it. It never was legal. And if they had bad advice, then they should go back and talk to the people who gave them the bad advice.
And the folks who say, well, there's going to be a big hit on the economy, you know, whether it's, foreclosures or...
You know, there is, it's more than just an individual making a windfall profit on visitors. We have an overwhelm of tourism all over our beaches and our parks and our roads and our trails and the impact and the quality of life. Nobody can drive through Lanai Kea without spending a long time stuck in traffic. And we have so many visitors that for years we've been asking, I've been one of them asking, what is the appropriate mix or number of visitors for our island? And, until recently, HTA was not willing to be part of that discussion. They just thought they'd bring more and more people. So there needs to be an adjustment for the balance of quality of life for the people who live here and for the experience of the visitors. It's been really a pressure point where the aloha for visitors has really taken a hit due to the circumstances. So it's not just a matter of one person gets to come over here and buy a house and rent it out to other visitors. It's much more complex than just that one element. But I'm not suggesting that the market should crater or we should have this really severe withdrawal, but I do think it's going to adjust and correct, and I think it needs to happen.
That was North Shore Senator Gil Riviere on the eve of an advertising crackdown by the city on illegal vacation rental operators.